then the profit you made from the sale is considered capital gain. In order to realize capital gains, you must sell your investment or asset. To get further capital gains or profits, you then must buy and sell the next investment or asset. Cash flow continues to flow in as long as you own the asset and it is managed well. Once you sell that asset, then the cash flow ends. Once you sell the investment, your profits would then fall under the category of capital gains. How do you compute cash flow? Computing your cash flow from stock dividends and businesses, assuming you are strictly an investor in the business and not actually operating the business, is pretty straightforward.